Last week, in a ceremony at the National Museum of the United States Air Force, Senior Airman Trey Porfirio received the Purple Heart.
For wounds received in action.
On November 21, 2009, Trey was shot three times by Afghan insurgents. Those three bullets have resulted in more than 20 surgeries. Trey's recovery has involved some groundbreaking medical techniques. At last week's ceremony, Airman Porfirio talked about his personal fight for life.
So, I mean, it's been a big battle with a lot of help. Community, squadron, my girl, the baby. This is a lot to look forward to, so it makes it easier.
What makes military service easier for Trey and others like him is the support from family members, and that's what last week's event was about. Since 2005, base leaders at WrightPat and community partners have been welcoming airmen home from deployment and showing their appreciation not only for the airmen, but for their families who also serve through sacrifice. Jennifer Spurgeon is program coordinator for Heroes Welcoming Heroes.
That name was coined 5 years ago because we were looking at the heroes that stayed behind, the families that kept the home fires burning, and their significant others, our warriors, were putting their life on the line to support us. So we want to ensure we had something available for them in the way of a celebration, a big event to welcome them home.
Spurgeon says that for families with men and women serving in the military, a support system is crucial. To offer that support, the base offers a program called IDS, Integrated Delivery Systems. The program has a more heartfelt mission than its name implies. Whether it's helping mow the lawn, car maintenance, child care, or other social services, IDS provides help to military families, much of that help coming from the families themselves. Almost 200 airmen and women and their families took part in last week's event. Lieutenant Colonel Wendy Larson is deputy commander with Mission Support Group at WrightPat. She's served in the military for 22 years now and says support for military families isn't just talk.
That the Air Force truly is a family, and when the times are tough, they circle around you and they're there. And being in the Mission Support Group, I know firsthand all the programs that are available for our spouses that are left behind and their families, and the effort and the care our folks do to make sure that the family members know that. And it just warms my heart because you hear it, and when you see it and transpire like this, it's wonderful.
And Larson says Trey Porfirio is a symbol for all men and women who make sacrifices to serve the military.
Certainly his was very extreme, and we're very proud of him. But there are so many sacrifices, even on the smaller level, that as Americans, I think it's good that we take time to pay them tribute.
As for Porfirio, despite his injuries and subsequent surgeries, he looks forward to continuing his service.
I plan on staying in the service, hopefully. I love it. Things happen, and it happened and it's over, and I'm still here, and that's all that matters.
This is to certify that the President of the United States of America, authorized by order of General George Washington, August 7, 1782, has awarded the Purple Heart to Senior Airman Trey F. Porfirio for wounds received in action on 21 November 2009.
For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.